Governor Herbert says he vetoed the bill because he thought it eliminated a person's right to due process. But the bill's sponsor, Representative Jim Dunnigan, says the bill was necessary to fix and clarify some of the issues discovered during the House's investigation of former Attorney General John Swallow. He says almost every subpoena they issued was challenged, and they were often told they would have to wait as many as 3 months before a judge could hear the case.
You know, we can't wait 3 months to proceed with subpoenas. In that time, additional information could be lost or misplaced. When time is of the essence and the investigative situation like we were involved in, we need a compliance with subpoenas.
Herbert says he understands the desire to shortcut the system, especially for an investigation, but that it works the way it does for a reason.
Well, sometimes democracy and due process is messy and sometimes a little more expensive. But we don't want to violate somebody's civil rights, even though we're well-intended here to get to the bottom of an issue.
Dunnigan says he isn't sure if the bill will be brought up in a special veto override session. Herbert signed all 10 other bills related to the Swallow Investigative Committee into law. Brian Grimmett, KUER News.